Today's gospel, we first reflect upon the fact that our Lord himself is here destroying a modernist exegesis as to the veracity of Holy Scripture. For if we are to believe, and we are, as faithful Catholics, that Jesus truly is the Son of God and Lord of all things, and even that it is, even in his human knowledge, he is practically all-knowing, the only thing lacking in the knowledge, human knowledge of Christ, was not the events, but the experience of the event. In other words, our Lord knew from the moment he entered the womb of his mother's the time appointed for his crucifixion, and yet he simply had not experienced it at that moment. And so it is our Lord who is refuting those modernist scriptures who will tell us that what was written in the Old Testament was merely mythology. For our Lord tells us very clearly that in the time of Noah, a great flood came and destroyed all those, and for those who would say that it is not possible for a woman to turn into a pillar of salt, our Lord instructs us to remember the wife of Lot. And so it is our Lord himself who is telling us that what was related in the Old Testament was truly true, even to the fine details. They were not merely mythological ways of expression of reality. And indeed, the Lord wishes us more earnestly to reflect upon the reality he is speaking of today. For in telling us to remember the wife of Lot, he is telling us not to turn back to our former way of lives during trials and tribulation. And that may be very important for us to understand in the coming times and in the coming perils, that we are always to keep our minds and our hearts on the Lord and what he has done for us. For if we turn back as Lot's wife did, then we too will be turned into a pillar of salt. And indeed, many of the doctors and fathers of the church say that Lot's wife this day committed merely a venial sin. But in order for God to show us how horrible sin is to us, she was turned into a pillar of salt. And indeed, it can be said to have been God's mercy, for if she looked back with a venial sin of longing for what she had in Sodom and Gomorrah, then it was the mercy of God that spared her from returning there and returning to the debauchery that was taking place in that city. And let us not fool ourselves regarding our modern times. The debauchery that transpired in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah is rampant in our own day and in our own age. And so we have much work to do for the Lord, because we have much work to do in the conversion first of our own soul and then of the souls of those who are pursuing such a lifestyle so detrimental to human welfare, and most especially to the salvation of their souls. And so we are told, and we will be told, and we will be told more strongly, that to speak out against the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah is a hate crime. And yet our Lord did not hesitate to speak out against the crimes of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so we must ask the question that St. Peter would ask his persecutors: is it better for me to serve God or to serve men? And so when we see these vices rampant in our society that will literally bring down the nation as well as the poor souls who are practicing such vices and all the debauchery that comes with it, we must speak out, or else we have no charity in us. We would have no charity towards any soul, whether they were practicing the vice of Sodom and Gomorrah or any other sin contrary to the commandments of God. And so if we truly love souls, we will speak out against the vices that are detrimental to ourselves and the vices that are detrimental to all souls, because it is sin and vice that keeps us from the love of God. It is sin and vice that prevents us from experiencing the mercy of God. And we should desire that all souls receive the mercy of God. And so in our day and our age, we will have great opportunities to witness heroically to the love we have for Jesus Christ. Will we resolve ourselves to serve men, or will we resolve ourselves to serve the Lord and Master, who did not hesitate to speak out against all that militated against the salvation of souls? And so let us strive this day to realize that we have true hope, because the Lord himself confirms all that was revealed in Scripture. It is often not noted that many of the things we are told in this day and age were merely myths in the Old Testament, ways of expressing, as it were, some truth. Our Lord Himself spoke very clearly of, He spoke clearly of the historical reality of the people who were included in the so-called myth, and He speaks very clearly of the reality that what was related in the Old Testament truly did transpire to them. And so Lot's wife truly was turned into a pillar of salt because of her longing to return to the debauchery of Sodom and Gomorrah. It is often a characteristic note of fallen humanity that he seeks to return to the very places that was the cause of his condemnation. And so let us not strive to return. Let us not strive to return to what we may have believed our nation to formerly have been, but let us strive for something greater. Let us strive to serve the Lord and hence serve our nation and help forge something that was greater than we may have had previously. For there is always room for improvement in the lot of humanity, and hence there is always room for improvement in a nation. And so let us not, like Lot's wife and like all those during the time of Noah, to continue to eat, drink, and be merry, thinking merely that tomorrow we die. For our Lord tells us very clearly at the end of today's gospel that we will die at some morrow, at some future date, we will die. And then we will be judged, and we'll be judged accordingly if we are consigned to the darkness that is because of the calamitous lifestyle that we have lived. And so let us strive earnestly to live that noble lifestyle, that noble life called by Pope John Paul II, the culture of life, which our Lord came to establish. We have something greater than Sodom and Gomorrah, and so we do not, as it were, seek and desire and wish that the Lord bring down the fire and brimstone, but let us not fool ourselves. It is not excluded from a sinful nation and a sinful country. Our Lord, if He has to directly intervene, will bring about its destruction in a manner that is in accord with the justice of divine providence. And so, let us rather try to stand in the breach as the patriarchs and prophets of old did, as all the saints did, supplicating our Lord and Master by our prayers and our sacrificial lifestyle that He have mercy on us, He have mercy on our nation, and He have mercy on the world, so that buying time for the world, they may come to their senses, turn from the vices of Sodom and Gomorrah and from every other vice that is destroying the human soul. Turn from those vices in order to seek always and everywhere and strive, as it were, to exercise virtue, which alone can be received from Jesus Christ. For St. Augustine tells us that the virtues of the pagan are nothing but beautiful vices. True virtue can only be acquired through the grace of God. And so let us strive this day always and everywhere to seek the grace of God and then go forward seeking to serve Him so that we may stave off that which would inevitably come upon our nation and upon a world so caught up as it is in its sinful lifestyles, so much like the wife of Lot, always turning back to the debauchery the debauchery and its modern expression. And let us, as it were, try always and everywhere to truly read the signs as they are, for we see very clearly that at this very moment, the violence that often accompanies the practitioners of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah are at this moment beginning to be unleashed. And unless we supplicate Almighty God, that violence will always and everywhere increase. For no nation that has decided to follow the way of debauchery, as our nation has clearly done and almost definitively done in its recent decision, let us not fool ourselves. Any nation that pursues debauchery over virtue is a violent nation, and that violence does not subside, it merely increases. It increases until it reaches a crescendo, and at the crescendo it is at its most violent, for the violent is mindless, it just lashes out at anything and everything that it deems to be unpleasurable to its pursuit of pleasure. And so let us strive by pursuing the cross of Christ to somehow stand in the breach so that somehow we buy some time for our Lord so that ultimately we may come to know and see the saints and follow their light. For it is the saints that we must look for in such depraved times. It is the saints we must turn to because they will always lead us out of the darkness and into the light. And so let us strive always to seek the light and avoid the darkness that our modern world is so enthralled with at this very moment, that darkness that is the cause of the destruction of their soul, that darkness that is ultimately headed by the enemies of souls, Satan and his minions. And let us strive in seeking the light to establish again the kingship of Christ, so that the Master comes again and delivers us from the depravity that we are presently caught in, so that no nation, no times again, some experiences that chastisement of Almighty God that was experienced at the time of Noah and was experienced by the family of Lot. And let us always remember the startling reality. When, as it were, Abraham went in to deliver Lot and his family, he merely asked the Lord if he could find 10 righteous people. There were more than 10 people in the family of Lot. And yet, the Lord could not find, nor could Abraham find, 10 righteous people in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so, it was ultimately destroyed. And as if the world seems, as it were, to be maddening in its pursuits of vice, all types of vices, for there is not one commandment of Almighty God that isn't violated in a public, in a sort of in-your-face manner in our day and age. And so we have much to fear, because we are in a worse state than Sodom and Gomorrah was. We are in a worse state in this present world than was in the time of Noah, and we have one hope. And so let us turn to that hope most especially. Let us turn to her who truly is our life, our sweetness, and our hope, for she received the Christ child in order to communicate him to all souls, and she continues to do so. And let us strive earnestly to be useful instruments in her hands, so that all may come to know and to love the Christ child, to serve the Christ child, and be delivered from the punishments of this world and the world to come, in order that they may experience the love of God for all eternity in the kingdom of heaven.